Zone.
Roger JP Show, every day 11 to 2, 800-771-1025, or 727-579-1025.
This is kind of a wild story.
All right, let's hear it.
It was a toddler who kept telling her mom that she heard monsters in her room.
Oh.
And the mom said, well, we had been watching Monsters, Inc., so she really didn't think too much about it.
Okay.
And she said she was a little speech delayed, so when she tried explaining it, we thought she meant there were monsters in the closet.
Yeah.
A la Monsters, Inc.
I can see right? that. Okay.
So she kept saying it, and they were like, to the point where the kids started to have night terrors. She was freaking out. She ended up having to stay in the parents' room. She just kept saying there were monsters. We thought, in part, she was experiencing, it says here, like regression. She had just had another baby in February and was pregnant and tired before that. Maybe she just regressed a little bit. No. A few weeks later, they live in a 100-year-old house, and the husband's heard a bee going into the attic. Still never connected the two. They had beekeeper after beekeeper at the house. Nope, not in the house. There's nothing here. They drilled a hole into the attic and said they didn't see anything. It wasn't until a beekeeper actually sat there and observed that he's like, okay, I see them going down into the floorboards of this unfinished part. Let's see where this wall runs down.
Oh, boy.
Underneath there directly is the daughter's room. He opens up the wall.
Oh, crap.
And sees, quote, one of the biggest hives he's seen in his 40-year career. Oh. 50,000 bees.
Oh, hell no!
50,000 bees swarming like crazy in his daughter's bedroom right behind the wall.
Mm.
And they were dropping honey everywhere, all over stuff, once they opened up.
The wall inside was just dripping down the wall.
And then when they came in, it was dripping. They were dripping all over the stuff. I guess they came right out of the honeycomb. So listen to this.
Oh.
The first day, the beekeeper was able to remove 20,000 bees and a 100-pound chunk of honeycomb.
Holy crap.
Now, my question is, they could probably put that stuff in jars and sell it on the front lawn. Like locally grown honey?
Like local honey. They'll put like a little chunk of honeycomb in there, but 100 pounds?
100 pounds of it. You got 10 bucks a jar. You're going to make some quick money. You'll at least make enough money to pay off the beekeeper.
Yeah, you sure could.
Right?
That's some good honey right there.
So they found 20,000 bees and a 100-pound chunk of the honeycomb the first day. Work was far from done. They sealed the room. He came back the next day, took out another 20,000 bees.
Ooh.
Now the hole in the wall is covered by plastic, and there are bees that still keep coming in. He said they think that there's another 20,000 bees now, so he's coming back anticipating removing another 20,000 bees. Right. According to my math, that's 60,000.
Yeah, it sounds like it. How come they don't close up the hole so they don't keep coming around? Like,
well,
just take out
they
the
did.
One
it's,
job and...
It's got plastic in it, but that doesn't mean they're not still coming in from the outside looking for...
Oh, looking for...
Looking for the hive. Maybe the queen is still in there.
I don't know. They, I would hope they're out of the queen.
But
the whole thing.
But they're not just looking for the queen. They're taking everything out that they can.
Sure.
And if in the first 40,000, the queen is still sitting there holding on tight, and there are still bees coming from outside coming in.
It's like a needle in a haystack. How do you find her?
I don't know. Yes, me. This whole house has to burn down.
That's
to
you know
the
what?
Ground.
The thing that gives me like a little bit of the willies is thinking of the girl laying in her bed, and she's sleeping there, and like not far from her head is the wall, and right on the other side are 50,000 bees. It's like just crazy thought.
Right.
That all that is there. I mean, they're not coming
even,
through the wall, but it's so spooky, weird.
I didn't even put it to the wall. Like, you know, when you're just picturing thing in your mind's eye?
Yeah.
I didn't even put it to the wall behind her head. I put it to the wall, like, across the room.
Ah.
But you either know? Way, they've been there. They clearly didn't grow overnight. It hasn't just been a week or something.
It's been a while.
They don't have any harm to her. Like, she's been fine this whole time.
Right,
and they've
but
been there before her.
But she's a toddler.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? She's not.
Know.
She's a toddler. I'm 52. You wouldn't get me to sleep in that goddamn room on a bet.
No way.
What do you mean?
No,
after they're cleared out?
No, after, during. You don't know they're all gone. That house has got to go.
When they take the wall down, you can see they're all
that
gone.
That house has got to go. Those are the bees they found.
Yeah.
What about the other side of the house? We don't know what's happening.
Well,
we don't
sure
know what's going on
check.
There. No, this is worse than Poltergeist.
It's a 100-year-old house. It had a good run.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for the memories.
And now it's time
light
to
it
burn.
On fire. When we had them in our garage, I remember I actually put my ear to the wall because I'm like, what is this noise? I thought it was something electrical. And the wall is where we have our like cable plug in, our electric meters on the outside of this wall.
Right.
That's where like the extra panel, all this stuff. I'm like, what is this? I put my ear up to it and not until your ear's to the wall do you get a really clear sound.
Right.
And you hear like a dull version of this and you can tell it's moving. It's not just a sound. You can feel it like a morphing, moving sound. And I was like, oh, crap.
Are you effing serious?
That's when I had to call Bob the bug guy.
Do they know?
We had less than 10,000. I can't even imagine 50,000. We might have had a few thousand, you know what I mean? But it was still pretty big. It was a lot.
But you were fine. Like, so specifically with this house and with you too, Roger, because you didn't get stung. You weren't attacked in the middle of the night or anything. So what I'm saying is, you know, there was never any harm to the girl because it would have happened had there, had they had any vicious intent. If they were ever going to attack her, it could have already happened. So,
but she's a toddler. She doesn't understand that.
No, I know she doesn't, but it doesn't matter if she doesn't understand. She still didn't get attacked. You don't have to understand.
Safe.
Yeah, she was never in harm's way.
If
now.
You could sleep with your head between two beehives, would you? Like, it's just a weird feeling
question.
To have a
that's my
going
next
on
question.
A,
let's just say, you know,
for
like, they didn't.
Sale.
They didn't know the bees were in there, okay? Let's just say they move out because they've had it. Let's just say the offer stands at $150,000 for you to sleep in that bedroom where you know, you already know, it's not like it's a secret anymore. There are 60,000 bees in
behind
the walls.
The wall.
And you just have to sleep there. Yeah,
if they're behind the wall, I'm good.
That's what I'm saying.
Because the wall is
right now.
Right
now they have a giant hole in the wall.
Yeah,
I mean, $150,000 to sleep in with a covered hole that's covered by plastic
for 1 month. You have
for
to stay
a
there.
Month.
Yes,
I would still do it. That's easy.
But promise that plastic is never going to be removed.
I promise nothing. $150,000. Basically, you're basically the toddler. She slept there for a month, and she's fine.
The wall hasn't been touched
yet. But again, the wall was closed up. They
didn't
know.
We'll put the wall like it was with the toddler. You're basically being the toddler in this scenario.
Yeah. Then but I'm still putting the house up for sale.
Oh, my God. But why? You know you're safe. You stayed there for a month.
I don't care. I don't care.
We kept ours.
The way they found out is a couple started getting through. And they're like, what is all this?
Well, he watched from outside, and he watched where the bees were going in the house. And they say, okay, well, what's behind those floorboards?
Yep.
And then said, okay, they followed it down, and it was her wall.
Yeah.
And then they opened up the wall, and they found 50,000, at least 50,000
be.
Bees.
They're not there to harm you, is all I'm
saying.
I'm not
going to let them
until
be
until they do.
No,
in my house.
Not. No, yeah, they're not there. But you know what? When we had ours, we found a hole in the outside, right in the siding. Like, I don't know if it's a carpenter bee or whatever, but it was a perfectly drilled circular hole that made the hole. And that's where, so when I went out.
And they're giant.
And the bee would like fly over my head. It's like, whoa, it was really close. And that's where beeline comes from. It was literally
a
line, like a runway right for the hole. And they would come from, and zoop, it was always on this certain angle. I don't know the math or what they're thinking, what bees do with protractors and compasses.
Right.
But they were coming on some sort of angle to that hole. And it was spooky and weird to see because they are, I'll tell you, man, they must be smart and they got stuff going on we don't know anything about.
When we had carpenter bees on our terrace, and it was like it was like one or two that were like hanging in one of the pieces of wood underneath, and it would come out anytime I like stand on the deck there, and it would come up around, and it, like you said, Roger, vroom, go right past your head.
Yeah.
And I remember I would stand out there with like a wiffle ball bat.
And what are you gonna do?
Kill it.
Yeah, because I like to sit out and enjoy. My time out there without giant ass carpenter bees.
I will say this. Well, and so bees, I don't know what the difference is between a bee and a wasp. I feel like the wasp is worse as far as stinging goes. But a couple of weekends ago, I'm leaving to go out, and I look up as I'm closing the door, and like right there, and I'm short, and it was just above my head, so it was right there on the door, a wasp nest, like the start of a wasp nest. You know what I mean? Like it was the honeycomb, whatever stuff. Oh, it's so creepy. And so I immediately call that's why I rent, handle your business. I ain't got to take care of squat. This is on you. And they're like, oh, well, we don't consider that an emergency. I'm like, what? it's an emergency. And it's literally, but it's right above my door. Like I have to open my door. It could go fall off and go in. A wasp could go in. It could sting me.
Do you remember the a few years ago? What was it? The Asian murder hornets?
Yeah,
that were coming over
right on my door. Asian murder hornets. So then I went. I came back and it got bigger. Like someone was building a wasp nest on my door. Like those they were doing it.
The wasps were.
Yeah. The wasps were building.
Not someone.
A wasp that's on my door.
The irony. It's amazing.
I don't know how you figured that out, Brett, but they were. And yeah. And so then finally I was like, listen, I don't care who thinks what is someone's handling. Like I had to pull a, I had to be a Karen. I had no choice. Otherwise they were just going to, well, do that on Monday. And it was Saturday. How big is this thing going to be by Monday? Exactly. No.
Right.
So they came out and took care of it on and at some point on Sunday. I don't remember. I just was gone.
No. These things all need to die. This is a good time. Did we talk about the...
murder hornets need to die. Bees don't have to die. Bees are fine.
If you take over my house, you got
to
go.
Honeybees, you don't have to kill them. Just get rid of them.
Nope.
Let them fly. Let them be free.
It's a perfect situation. It's two perfect situations for those... remember the robot dogs we talked... Yeah. Did we talk about that here?
The robot dogs with the flamethrowers?
Yes.
I could use that here.
You know, bees are so important to
I got you. Let them go somewhere else. And you can use them right now over at Columbia University. You want those kids gone?
No.
Unleash, open up a tractor trailer full of robot dogs with flamethrowers. You watch how quick those kids are off that campus.
A squadron comes marching out.
Stop it.
Imagine like 20 of them come out marching out. Without the flamethrower, I'd be scared. I would leave.
No, but you know what, Monica? You'd probably only have to turn on like... If you have, let's just say they're four in a row and there's 20 rows back, so there's like 80 of these things, right?
Ooh, that's good.
You only have to turn the flamethrowers on at the first four, and people will be like, yo, gotta go, and they're gonna be gone. You don't even have to burn anybody.
Right.
You're gonna burn some tents down to the ground, but do you not see the entertainment value in these robot dogs
with the
fires? That is for college kids running for their lives because they want to be dicks. It's like that whole F around and find out thing, and then they find out.
Yeah.
How do you not see that as funny?
Because I know they're people, and they don't want to
They're dicks.
Go ahead, take over buildings.
All right.
We got robot dogs with flamethrowers.
Listen, you guys can hang out here, but in about a half hour, there's going to be a truck that's rolling up, and it's not Soros with laptops for you guys. There's a truck rolling up, and it's going to have about 80 to 100 robot dogs with flamethrowers, and they'd be like, yeah, right, okay, you've been warned. And the truck pulls up, they're like, yo! They walk out.
And actually, quick cleanup, all the garbage, everything would just get burned right up and incinerated. They have a clean front lawn there, Columbia.
To the ground. They have a lot of these kids. I don't know. I know USC canceled graduation, and that senior class had their high school graduation.
You serious? They canceled it?
They canceled graduation because everything that's going on now.
When is their graduation? Is it like this minute?
It's this in the next week or so. College is ending May.
So what are they...
Early May.
So they're probably having it like in the stadium. Like, what are they worried about?
I guess it was going to be done on campus. USC canceled graduation, and all those seniors, 90-some-odd% of them, had their high school graduations canceled because of COVID.
Oh, that really sucks.
I would be shocked if Columbia doesn't follow suit sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
NYPD is sitting there like, listen, they haven't called, asked us to come on campus yet.
Right.
Like, we can clean this up in 20 minutes, but they don't seem to want it. So there you go.
I guess the schools will handle their own security. They're not handling it well, though. I mean,
no,
you can't let the thing get out of control. I mean, it is.
They just took over the building.
They broke into the building. I know. Listen, we know this is not a good thing.
Nobody's saying anything about
it. Nobody should be allowed to break into buildings and take over stuff. That's just not how it works.
Right.
You can protest all you want, but don't do that. It was wrong on, January 6th?
That's all I'm saying. Yes, exactly.
It's wrong in both situations.
It is. It's especially heinous when half of these people don't even know what they're there for.
Well,
we don't know about half. We don't know the numbers. We know the people that want to put on the news to make people like you believe it.
Stop it. What do you think? They're the only ones? Come on.
I'm not saying they're the only ones. You just said half of them, and I don't know that it's
three quarters.
You know what? I don't know the numbers.
There's probably like two there that have an idea what the hell's going on. Everybody else is just looking for a good time.
I heard one of those two on the news today. He was pretty good. He's like, well, we're asking for them to divest of all investment in anything that supports or is Israeli or whatever. All right.
And then
that's fine, but
the other 200
not going to do that because they want to make money.
I heard there's going to be chicks there. Maybe we can get laid.
Maybe someone said that.
Right.
I haven't seen him on the news yet, though, to be fair. Not yet. Yeah.
Well, Give it time.
These things are growing pretty big. I mean, there's a lot of schools, and the protests are getting really huge.
Yeah, I wonder how that happens.
Definitely disturbing.
Money's got to come from somewhere, doesn't it?
It's disturbing because I'll tell you what, at University of North Carolina, where Courtney used to go, they had a clear out yesterday. And Susan sent me the link. She goes, this is why I'm glad they're not in college right now. This stuff can get really messy. She goes, I'm glad they're not on the campus now because it could be a peaceful protest or it could become messy, and then it could become even more messy if you got to bring in security to clear things out. And
when you say clear out, yeah. Robot dogs with flamethrowers?
No,
the only
no.
way. There's no other way to possibly do it. That's the only answer.
Yeah. Well, you can't just ask.
Excuse me, ma'am. I didn't say it was the only answer. I just said it was one of the most entertaining answers you can provide.
Yeah. At UNC, this morning, the university sent a demand to vacate the encampment. So that's step
one. Yeah, but now
one.
They have to follow up with it.
Correct.
Columbia said that twice already.
I know. I don't think UNC is Columbia. I don't think they're going to put up with it as much. Good. We'll see. You know, sometimes they could be fancy pants too, so we'll see. I don't know.
Kick some ass. Take some names.
If you're blocking other kids from having educations, from graduating, whatever, I mean, that's kind of messed up too. I mean, you're making a point. I get it. But what else are you going to do? Take over buildings? Then what? Now what do you do? What's your next step?
On the other side.
I don't know. You made the point. It's out there. People understand. 3/4 of the country still supports Israel and the whole thing. So you're not changing, like, minds.
I saw one where the protesters are seeking.
But you're raising
college
awareness.
Protesters seek amnesty to keep arrests and suspensions from trailing them. Oh, do you? Do you?
That's not how it works.
That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Seeking immunity just after everything's already badly done. I completely agree with you.
Right? I mean, if you're going to...
Shouldn't happen.
Don't do the
what
crime.
What are you comparing it to? You're being a wise ass. I smell it. What is it?
I'm just saying, you can't just do bad things and say, oh, I did bad
Correct.
Things. Let me have complete and total immunity and everybody always should. No, that's not how
okay.
it works.
So we are agreeing. You're not just being a wise ass to me. We're in agreement.
I mean, I'm in agreement in that, but also the Supreme Court should have just turned down something that they're supposed to be mulling over right now in regards to
what?
Presidential immunity. It's ridiculous. You can't
You're comparing apples to oranges.
I'm saying immunity after the fact is not right. It doesn't matter who it or where. And it certainly is more important than
depends.
The president.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the rules are for the presidents. That's why that's like out of
my
depth.
We've been a country for how many different. Years and nobody has right. ever needed it. It's not right. You can't have complete and total do whatever you want just because you're president. Mm. Immunity should not
You're not
be a
nice person.
We've survived in America this entire time without it. We don't need it.
But presidents haven't been prosecuted for war crimes after a war. You know what I mean? Like, so there is something there. I just don't know all the details.
Not immunity.
I'm talking out my butt. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's insanity. It makes no sense.
Well, we'll see.
People have to pay for what they did wrong is all I'm saying. And it applies to everybody in America, whoever's
Equally.
An American. Yes.
Okay, but
Equally.
You know he hasn't been charged with any crimes.
I'm not saying. I'm saying
January
immunity.
6th, right?
I do know the Supreme Court's mulling over a possible immunity for a president. They'll probably send it back down to lower courts, but it doesn't matter. You shouldn't. It should not be in the Supreme Court. Nobody gets immunity. We're Americans. Nobody's
Says
above
you.
The law.
Like, you know the law.
Nobody's above
on.
The law. I don't know all
but
the laws.
But you don't even
Nobody's,
know what the law is.
Nobody is above it is what I know.
Not because saying it is, but you don't know,
you know
what it is.
All the laws. You know all
I'm not
the laws.
Saying it is, but I'm also not the one making the stance.
I'm saying.
I'm just calling you out on it. You don't know what you're talking about on the whole thing.
Yes, I know
okay.
that no somebody wants immunity, and I don't think they should have it. And not just a president.
Oh, well,
these
if you don't think so, I'll call
these
them.
Students as well that we just agreed upon, immunity is not the answer. People have to pay for what they, if they've done something
right.
wrong.
There have to be some consequences.
Yes.
I don't really think you're comparing apples to apples.
Right.
Is all I'm saying.
I think a president is a different thing, as are
He's
people
above
on
the law.
Like intelligence committees and stuff, and people who are in the armed forces.
No,
like you can't charge a whole platoon with murder unless they did something outside the rules of war, but they can murder. You know what I mean? And so there's people
not,
who give
now
commands.
You're comparing apples and oranges. That's not what we're saying. Well, we're not talking about war. People.
I'm comparing to like a president is a commander in chief.
I'm saying that the commander in chief, there's checks and balances for a reason. He can't just be or
right.
she. Can't just do whatever they want
right.
because they're president.
That's true, because then they'd be dictator, right?
Exactly. That's
that.
All
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah, checks and balances. That's why we have them. Well, we'll see what happens. Roger, JP. By the way, congratulations, Tracy Hardwick. She won $1,000. Yes, and the bonus cash keyword, the noon word, right? So coming up at 2 and 5, Drew and John will have fresh words, fresh $1,000 each time for you guys. Be right back.